What are the greatest attributes of our democracy? Is it legal equality, freedom of speech and religion, government, or the power of people? So what is American democracy? Is it pride? And what are its greatest attributes? Legal equality can frequently be confused with punishment. America is built on a society in which each person is treated with equal respect and dignity. By each person being treated the same, there is no one person who is more penalized than another because of something wrong. I'd like to think, because of the fight veterans once fought, we are able to remain legally equal. Individual rights can be associated with legal equality and freedoms, such as freedom of religion and freedom of speech. One significant attribute of American democracy is the government response to the needs of the American people. Often these needs and problems are fixed by government officials and more powerful government representatives. One of America's greatest qualities is the way the government interacts with the people. Frequently, problems are encountered and need to be fixed. This is done by the government being able to interact with the American population. Freedom of speech and religion are associated with America's greatest attributes. These freedoms date all the way back to the First American Amendment, which states that Congress can make no law respecting the establishment of religion. Freedom of religion and speech is seen as a protection of individual rights and a cornerstone for political participation. It allows Americans to take part in whatever they may believe in, whether what they believe in is a god, religion, or even story. In addition, freedom of speech is a given human right that allows people to express their thoughts, ideas, or opinions without judgment or ridiculing. Education can be known to be helpful, but why is it such a great American attribution? And what makes it a good quality of American democracy? Education is a good quality and is known to be one of the best globally attractive American attributes for a number of different reasons. It gives diverse and different learning opportunities and gives more people the chance to learn high-quality advice. The United States holds a large number of highly ranked collegiate and intermediate schooling, which brings in foreign and global students from around the world. American democracy is only as strong as its greatest attributes. The qualities of American democracy were not given, they were earned. The strength of American democracy comes from the ability to protect and ensure these liberties. In order for American attributes to stay, the American population must keep up contention with the government and the rules and laws of the nation. The protection of individual rights, such as the right to vote and the freedom of assembly, great attributes to American democracy, both in which apply to the American citizens and democracy. Americans have the right to vote and speak their mind based on their opinions and ideas. The right to vote was presented in the 15th Amendment, stating that all citizens of the United States could vote. The right to vote ensures that American citizens have a say in who governs and makes decisions on their behalf. Along with ensuring that Americans have the same rights comes the purpose that all citizens' voices have the same weight, and no one person's voice is more powerful than another. So the question is, what is democracy? And what is the true meaning behind it? Democracy is a system of government in which the decisions of the people heavily influence what is done. In a democracy, the power is held within the citizens. When the American people want something to happen, the American democracy is influenced by what the people want. What makes America the way it is today? Is it the past battles fought for it? Is it the president and the political group that run it? Or is it the qualities we hold within democracy that encourage people to keep working and fighting for the rights we have today? Our long foretold history tells us that what we have comes with a price. Not a payment, but a sacrifice, made by not one, but many veterans. Veterans are no longer respected the way they should be. We stand for the flag and the Pledge of Allegiance because it is what was at one point earned. As Americans, how do we take pride within ourselves? Do we boast and become arrogant, or do we loosen and respect the ones who earn the pride? The greatest attributes of our democracy lie within us. They show the true strength of the American people and the sacrifice in which was once earned and fought for by the American veterans.